The number of people dying from heat-related illness has risen by around 30% in Europe in the past 20 years, according to an EU report out today. The report from the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service says Europe is warming twice as fast as the global average and that heat waves will become longer and more powerful in the future. Let's talk to Dr. Samantha Burgess, who's Deputy Director of the Copernicus Service. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Burgess, and thank you once again for talking to us here on the programme. We find with each of your successive reports that yet more records are broken, and today's report is no different.
Yes, that's right. And thank you for the invitation. So Europe is warming faster than the global average at about twice the global rate. And the three warmest years on record for Europe have all occurred since 2020. And with these record temperatures, we also have a record number of extreme events, and these extreme events include heat waves, wildfires, flooding and storm events, as well as record sea surface temperatures and record melting of glaciers.
This finding that heat-related illnesses, deaths from heat-related illnesses have risen by around a third over the last two decades, what's been the pattern there? Is that something that's accelerated in more recent years?
Yes, that's right. So before 2000, Europe wasn't warming particularly quickly. So there's a number of reasons that we believe or scientists believe are the reason why Europe is now warming at much faster than the global average. One is the proximity to the Arctic. So the Arctic is the warmest region of our planet that's warming most rapidly. We've also had changes in air quality that have improved the air pollution and reduced aerosols in the atmosphere, which have led to more solar radiation energy from the sun effectively hitting the Earth's surface. And then there's atmospheric dynamics at play here as well.
So is one of the lessons in this, given presumably that some of this change is not easily reversed, that we're going to have to adapt to these higher temperatures and confront in some way the risk of heat-related illness?
Yes, very much so. And that's one of the things that we hope will get across with this report and other reports that we publish frequently, that climate change isn't a future problem. I think much of the rhetoric talks about climate change in 2050, in 2100. The reality is climate change is here. It's impacting all of us here and now. And we need to adapt to our new climate normal, where we have much warmer temperatures than we used to. And we need to manage that to protect the most vulnerable parts of our society against impacts like heat waves.
Another thing you track are the rise in sea temperatures, recording increases in the surface sea temperature, I think in one case off the west coast of Ireland, with temperatures as much as 5.5 degrees above average.
Yes, that's right. So we saw an exceptional marine heat wave. It was classified as extreme. And extreme marine heat waves are when there's a heat wave that is above 5 degrees above the climatological normal, or above the normal temperatures for that part of the ocean. And we know that extreme marine heat wave that impacted the eastern North Atlantic off the coast of Ireland, the United Kingdom last year, led to devastating impacts in the environment. When we see these marine heat waves, just like we get heat waves on land, it impacts the biodiversity, it impacts the physics of the system, and it also impacts the chemistry of the ocean.
And just one final, perhaps more encouraging aspect of this report, pretty encouraging numbers in relation to power generation from renewables.
Yes, that's right. So for the second year in a row, we have seen more energy being produced across Europe from renewable energy sources. And the renewable energy sources that we include in our report are solar, onshore wind, and run-of-river hydropower. So that's really good news that we are making the sustainable transition. And in the past 2 years, we've seen more energy generation in Europe from renewables rather than polluting fossil fuels.
Dr. Samantha Burgess from the Copernicus Service, thanks very much for talking to us.